sense in a mad, mad world. You are now listening to The Madness Collective.
Madness topics are quick updates on the Affordable Care Act, of course an update on Mayor Rob Ford, and an update on the homicide of 19-year-old Renisha McBride, the storm in the Philippines, Bat Kid wins the internet, and more on Miley Cyrus, new videos from Lily Allen and Drake, and our featured artist is TV on the Radio, and we have a special guest from Chicago visiting us, Mr. Dion Hornsby.
Welcome.
Hello,
all
world.
All that and more on this episode of
The Madness.
Seriously, I mean, can we get a little bit of
love? We don't like it. We don't like it.
We don't want to do it.
Anyway, jumping in. So.
I know the fuck we are, but shit.
No,
it's on the card. It's on the damn.
Repetition is wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is jingles are always repetitious.
My older friend requested that we don't curse.
Your older friend gonna be fucking disappointed.
That's fine. We got a lot to cover today. So.
Can't make everybody happen. I hope you continue to view us though.
Obama announced on Thursday that the insurance companies will be allowed to keep individual customers on their individual plans for at least another year, even if that plan doesn't meet the law standards. So basically you'll be able to keep your plan for at least another year. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about this next episode. Mayor Rob Ford. New allegations have surfaced. Those include descriptions of the mayor driving while impaired, drinking routinely while in the office, sending staffers to go buy alcohol for him so he can drink without getting photographed in a liquor store, making inappropriate comments to female staffers, snorting something in the bathroom, allegedly OxyContin.
I love him so much right now.
During the St. Patrick's Day party. So he held a press conference, and he had a lot to say. And his very last statement of that press conference was,
And Olivia Gondek, okay. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. I've never said that in my life. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I got more than enough pussy to eat at home. Thank you very much. I added that last pussy.
Yeah, he didn't say pussy twice.
But he said pussy once, okay?
That was enough.
Anyway, what the hell is going
on? I love it.
I used to be so worried that I have too many crazy pictures on Facebook, Instagram, that I could never run for Congress. Now I'm like, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
He has inspired me.
A new poll, 76% of the people want him gone. He is no longer the favorite. People are not, like, cheering for him, rooting for him, trying to stay behind him.
Whatever.
They want him out of
office. He's about to have a TV show, right?
He will have a TV show starting Monday with his brother. His radio show got canceled, and now this cat is about to have a TV talk show.
What is going on?
In the world.
He stay winning. It's rough.
Ignorant should stay winning.
Seriously.
Yeah, the more ignorant he gets, the more I like him. Like, I was upset about the crack cocaine stuff, and then the other stuff came out, and I'm like, this is a human being. This is a real person.
That's my track.
A real crazy person with a drinking problem.
He only did it in a drunken stupor, though.
Basically.
He's not a crackhead. He's a person who has smoked crack. There is a difference.
While drunk, because he drinks often.
Who ain't done something fucked up while he was drunk?
So, moving on. The storm in the... No, I don't want to... Just, where are we now? Now I'm just, like, all types of confused. Okay, the storm in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for helping me with this lineup.
You're welcome.
So, as we all know, this is one of the worst storms, I think, ever recorded.
Yeah.
And the current information from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the number of affected people has increased to 11.8 million.
That's amazing.
It's left 4,460 people dead. That's their, that's the United Nations number, but the number from the State Office of the Philippines is saying that it's actually lower because they're only counting people that they can identify with names. So the numbers are going to go up higher. 921 people have been displaced and 243,000 homes have been destroyed.
For me, I always try to think of what's the other reason for this. For example, with New Orleans, I think that what it does, it brings attention to people that sometimes people don't.
And it's an actual band with black dudes playing music.
Yeah.
Those don't exist anymore.
That's the roots.
The roots are pretty much the only one. I feel like, you know, it's not that their music is bad. It just doesn't. It's something about it. It lacks. There's something melodic that's missing for it. I like music that's got a lot of melody to it. And I guess that may be related to their punk roots. But punk isn't known for being melodic. So, yeah.
Do you ever like punk at all? Have you ever?
Sometimes, but I will admit that's a genre that I'm not that familiar with. Yeah.
What did you think about it?
I just enjoyed, you know, just hearing different types of music, and live instrumentation is the key for me. I'm one of those kids who didn't learn an instrument, and now that I'm almost 39 years old, I'm regretting that I didn't learn it.
Yeah.
So it's just seeing a bunch of brothers up there doing their thing, and then, you know, just having a blast with it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
I totally saw why you like them.
Oh, come on.
I ain't mad at them. I just don't want to listen to them. And I feel like I'm really hating now, and this is honest, because I can tell you, I've known about TV on the Radio from their inception.
Oh.
A buddy of mine, Rambo, he used to talk about them, and I remember at first, like, I would go back to him, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I was like, man, it was cool. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, I'm saying this is cool, and I don't like it at all. Because I'm supposed to like it.
I like them. They've been on Letterman. They've been on Colbert Report. Like,
You've seen them before, too?
No, they were in the Wiki article.
Oh, but on Colbert Report, I didn't know.
Their keyboard player died from lung cancer a few years ago. That was really sad.
It was 2011.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was in the Wiki article, the link you sent
I knew that just because I know about them.
As I said before, I don't care about anything except that live performance.
Okay. Okay,
because it is so hard to capture a live performance like that. You can look at tons of artists. You don't get that energy. It does not translate. And you can see the bass player and the white guitars, all they were just sitting there in their amps. And they were just sitting there listening. They were so intense. Everybody was so on.
Perhaps this week it should have been called Featured Song then instead of Featured Artist.
Wow.
She said, fuck the mother song. I just like the performance.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to wrap up the show. And these are our last remarks. Let's start with Antoine.
Why you? Now you started
with me last
time.
Let's start with Dion.
This was a blast. It was more fun live than watching it, and I hope to do this again if y'all
have come back. Thank you for coming with us and joining us and all that good stuff.
Oh, it did. It was okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You.
Welcome to Pepitone. Wow.
Go. <ahead. laughs> Well, Tina, go.
My
last remarks.
My period came a week early this month, and I was really confused. I was like, what is going on? First, I thought I was spotting, so I looked on WebMD, and they were like,
and
you either
dying.
Have AIDS, or you have diabetes, or you have this, and I was scared to death. Don't ever look on WebMD. And then I was like, is there some alpha female that pulled me towards her cycle? Because sometimes that can happen.
Was it me?
And I've been calling everybody. I didn't ask you yet. I don't know. I have no idea what the culprit is. And then they say it's stress, but I blame it on the solar eclipse that just happened in Scorpio. And it means that there's a huge change that is going on in my body, which could be a very wonderful thing.
Could be fibroids.
Yeah. So I don't have fibroids. Don't put negative. See, that's the problem.
You look on WebMD. I'm surprised they didn't say that.
It can just be a change in your hormones for the better. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. So don't worry when your period comes in. But I'm always regular. I've been regular for like 15, 20 years.
If you haven't seen Best Man Holiday, please go check it out. If you are tired of the slave servant genre film, go see Best Man Holiday. Thank you for tuning in.
See it.
Until the next time.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us in Tina's period this week.
Are you serious right now?
Tune in for new episodes every Monday at www.themadnesscollective.com. We out this bitch. West Side.